Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Oscar and Emmy winner Jordan Peele hit the success button on his critically acclaimed blockbuster movie, Get Out. Although he was a star long before that, garnering 1 billion hits online with his comedy show, Key and Peele. Since then, Jordan has been a champion for unique perspectives and artistic collaborations, which of course he found with Spike Lee and his new project, The Black Klansman. Here's Jordan Peele.
It's just an amazing story. And what's most amazing about it to me is the fact that we haven't heard this story. Not only is it so entertaining, but it's more relevant than it should be. But it's one of these stories that the fact that it's been sort of buried is part of the problem with where we're at in this country. I think that this movie is not only a crowd pleaser, but it's something that I think we can all go and experience, a story that sort of helps reset our moral compass when it comes to racism. It's one thing to watch a movie by yourself or with your family at home, but when you go to the theater and when you experience a collective piece of art from an audience, and you feel that energy, I think it's cathartic. I think it's something that and for this movie specifically is extremely important, because it's something that promotes empathy.
Black Klansman opens nationwide on Friday. It is the must-see movie of the summer. Oh, and one interesting development. Last week, Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke called the real Ron Stallworth, wanting to know how he was being portrayed in the movie. Ron told him the truth. "You come off looking stupid, man." Oops, there it is. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.